The Lord be with you.
Reading
from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. While Jesus was speaking, a woman from the crowd called out and said to him, "Blessed is the womb that carried you and the breast at which you nursed." He replied, "Rather blessed are those who hear the word of God and observe it." The Gospel of the Lord. Earlier this week, I got a certificate from the Archdiocese, and it started out with saying, "Father Dominic." Hey, okay. Father Dominic. So I have a new name, Father Dominic, no? So I'd like also all of you to have a new name, Dominic, okay? That's the topic of my homily today. So we're in the month of the Rosary, and the first saint that really started to promote the Rosary was Saint Dominic. And you can read this if you read through the Secret of the Rosary. And the historical origin of this is that back in the 12th and 13th century, there was a very pernicious and prevalent heresy called Albigensians. And they were spreading their poison, as young people today say, their toxic venom, throughout the whole of Europe. And many Catholics were leaving the Catholic faith. So a bishop called Dominic to start to preach against the Albigensians. And Dominic was very holy, very, very eloquent, a photographic memory, a lot of talents. So he was preaching the Rosary, but very, very little success. Even though here you have a very holy young priest, highly educated, just living a life of great holiness, but it wasn't working. Until he ends up in Toulouse, in southern France, and he's praying and he's fasting, and he enters into a state of semi-coma unconsciousness. In that state, the Blessed Mother appears to him and says, "My son Dominic, my dear son Dominic, I love you very much, but what you have to do is you have to preach the Rosary." So she taught him the Rosary. And back then it would just be the 15 mysteries, the joyful, the sorrowful, and the glorious. He went out and he preached the Rosary, and there were hundreds and thousands of converts by preaching the Rosary. Okay, we have a society that has many more heresies than Albigensians. In my formation class that I'm giving to all the parents that come to catechetical formation, I have all the parents this year. I'm their teacher. I'm going through the commandments, and I've written out 25 idols in the modern world. You can call them idols, you can call them heresies, but 25 philosophical, theological errors. So Dominic had to fight against one heresy, 25, and I could write out another 25. I could just go through the sacraments and point out different heresies on the sacraments. We've never lived in a world with so much information, but we've never lived in a world with so much confusion. I think maybe there's more confusion than information. What is information? It's garbled information. That's what confusion is. It's garbled, okay? So, the gospel for today, Jesus is not putting down his mother. He's actually exalting her even higher. Why this woman praises his mother for the womb, her womb and her breasts, the fact that she was a mother. And that was praising Mary on a natural level, but Jesus is elevating Mary to a higher level. That you have to understand. Because having a baby in your womb and nursing your baby is what mothers do. But Jesus is lifting her up much higher. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and put it into practice. So this woman is speaking about the physical maternity of Mary. Jesus is speaking about the spiritual maternity of Mary. That's why it's a good idea to have a priest explain the gospel to us, right? Thank you, Father. Yeah. Otherwise, we won't understand this passage. And some people actually see it kind of putting down Mary, quite the contrary, exalting Mary. And millions of times every day we hear, blessed are you among women, and blessed are the fruit of your womb. The Hail Mary. So what I'd like to do in the rest of the homily today is I'm going to try to prepare you to enter into the Dominic Society. Your new nickname is going to be Dominic. Eric Dominic, okay? Mimi Domenica, okay. Have a new nickname. You're the modern Dominic. If you take this homily seriously and you try to promote devotion to Mary and the Rosary, when you get to heaven, Mary is going to be so happy, and you're going to have a much higher place in heaven. You hear me? You love Mary, you're going to make it. But if you promote the Rosary, you're going to have a very high place in heaven. And even here on earth, you're going to be instrumental in bringing many souls to God. Do you believe me? Believe it. But if you don't take this homily seriously, you're going to be depriving yourself of so many graces. So I like to preach an hour, but I won't do that. This is one of my favorite topics, is Mary and the Rosary. I mean, I've written a book on it. First, get to know the Rosary a little bit better. People don't pray the Rosary because they don't really know how to pray it. Probably 95% of teenagers, oh, that's boring, right? Most teenagers. It's boring. Why do we have to pray that, no? You try to get your kids to pray it, it's like a battle, because they really don't know how to pray it. So if you don't really know the whole history and meaning of the Rosary, you're probably not going to convince too many people. So, as I said in yesterday, having a literary background, I'm always coming from my own intellectual formation, I'm always promoting books. You're never going to get a talk and don't promote two or three books, no? Because I believe reading is important. So please read The Secret of the Rosary. You hear me? That's the best book ever written on the Rosary. I don't think that anyone would deny that. St. Louis de Montfort. I listened to it electronically about 3 months ago, and I'd read it many years ago, and I was listening to it. I was almost falling off my chair to hear all the miracles that come from this wonderful prayer. So what did I say? Pray what? Read what? No, The Secret of the Rosary. Okay, it's called The Secret of the Rosary. I'll remind you at the end of the homily, okay? St. Louis de Montfort. All right, I'd like to give you another source. And this is the one that inspired me to write my book. And it is probably my favorite of all John Paul II's writings. I've read most of his encyclicals, about 75% of them, no? But he's got a little work, it's called An Apostolic Letter, The Blessed Virgin Mary and the Rosary. By the way, this Wednesday I'm starting a Marian consecration program. I want to see all of you at it. Okay? You hear me? 7 o'clock. Okay, free entrance. You just have to have my book, okay? So come to the consecration to Mary on Wednesday. If you speak Spanish, you can come on Monday, okay? So this is the time in which we can renew our consecration to Mary. So read John Paul II. When you Google it in, BVMRJP2. You hear me? It's the Blessed Virgin Mary and the Rosary, the initials, BVMRJP2. You're going to have right there the document itself. Download it or maybe buy a hard copy of it. It's a wonderful, of all the works written on the Rosary, on an ecclesial level, it's about the best. It's about the best. So you read St. Louis de Montfort and you read John Paul II, you got it. You'll understand the whole historical origin and the meaning of the Rosary. Okay, let's move on from the theological, the ecclesial, to the practical. Pray the Rosary. Pray the Rosary. And pray the Rosary in your family. Now, if your children don't want to pray the Rosary, I'll give you the remedy. It's pretty simple. If they don't want to pray the Rosary, okay, then pray two rosaries, okay? Yeah. Don't dumb down the Rosary. Okay. Up it a notch. Pray two. And John the 23rd said that the only poor rosary is the rosary that was never prayed. Okay, we're going to get distractions, of course. I've said this years ago, it was probably about 15 years ago. I was praying the rosary in front of the Blessed Sacrament. It was like in the middle of October, around this time. And I got up after the rosary, and I wanted to kick myself because the only thing I was thinking about, are the Yankees going to win today? By the way, the Dodgers won, but also the Yankees won too, so they might meet, okay? Who are you going to be praying for? But try to promote the rosary. You first have to pray it, though. So pray the rosary. And pray as many rosaries as possible. Next Saturday, I'm going to Rancho Cucamonga. Is that what it's called? What a weird name. You Californians. It's not like living in Boston. They're all English names. These weird names, you know? Is it Rancho Cucamonga? Yeah. So I'm going to be going there with a team of missionaries. Guess what I'm going to do in my car? I will greet my missionaries. Hey, have a good day. Pull the rosary out. We'll probably pray four rosaries. Huh? So pray the rosary. You know, being a missionary, start in your home. Wherever you are, carry rosaries. Carry rosaries and carry rosary pamphlets. And give out rosaries. Give out rosaries and give out rosary pamphlets. And teach people how to pray the rosary. And let me tell you, maybe this is common sense, but the best way to teach people to pray the rosary is the following. If I wanted to teach Jose Luis and Gloria, maybe Brett and Erica, how to hit a baseball. Okay, I could, okay? I could tell, okay, Brett, pick up the bat, okay, look at the ball, okay, don't have an uppercut, okay, try to chop down on it, okay? If you miss it 50 times, eventually you'll hit a foul tip, okay? Eventually, no? So better for me to explain it verbally is I just take you guys out to the mound there and I'll pitch to you. Right? I can explain it verbally and pretty well, but I would just get out there and just throw. And eventually you're just going to be whiffing, hitting air, okay? But eventually you're going to connect and then you're going to start to hit well. So I'm using an analogy. Explaining the rosary is more difficult. Just give the person a rosary, give the person a pamphlet, and pray with the person. Hello? Anyone home? Give them the rosary. Give them the pamphlet. Then you pray through the first mystery, the second mystery, and then after that, then you start the third. I'm preparing a Vietnamese woman to become a Catholic, and she doesn't have any sacraments. So the first lesson I taught her to make the sign of the cross, the second was the genuflection, and the third lesson would be tomorrow I'm going to say I could memorize the mysteries of the rosary, then I'm going to get her to, I'll pray the first mystery, then you pray the second, and very quick learner, within a week she'll know how to pray the rosary. And the fact that I can teach someone to pray the rosary, I don't think you can make Mary, the Blessed, more happy in heaven than that. If you can get someone to pray the rosary, love the rosary, the Blessed Mother is going to be so happy with you, and she's going to rain down a torrential downpouring of graces if you can get one. But let's go for the skies, not just one. Let's get hundreds, let's get thousands, let's get millions, let's get billions. I would love the whole world to pray the rosary. Let's get the whole world to pray the rosary. And if we do that, everyone is going to get to heaven. And it's going to be through the Blessed Virgin Mary. Last thing I'd like to say is this. I do a lot of celebrations, weddings, funerals, memorials. When I do weddings and funerals, I always tell the people that I'm going to be giving them a gift. They're like, oh, Father's going to give us a gift. Maybe money. Got a vow of poverty, no. Maybe a new car. Fat chance, huh? Well, I'm going to offer you, I'm going to offer a novena for you. So for 9 days in a row, I'll pray for you in the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass. Then I'll tell the relatives, you offer a gift too. Maybe you can't come to Mass, get together in three different groups and pray the rosary every day for 9 days. So any way you possibly can to promote Marian devotion, do it. Did you ever hear of John Bosco? St. John Bosco had a vision of Dominic Savio after he died. He died when he was 14 in 11 months. And Dominic Savio appeared to John Bosco and said, what do you think gave me greatest joy in my life? And Bosco was guessing, well, your prayer life, más o menos. Your life of penance, más o menos. Well, you know, maybe it was your apostolic zeal bringing the young people to confession. Kind of, but not really. And John Bosco couldn't remember anything more. So he said, well, Dominic, what gave you greatest joy? And he said, the fact that I loved Mary. Go and promote Mary to the whole world. So today we initiate a new group in St. Pédichanel. It's the Dominic Society, huh? All of you are going to be the modern St. Dominics trying to promote the rosary. Take this seriously. If you do this, you're going to be instrumental in saving hundreds, if not thousands of souls and have a very high place in the kingdom of heaven. Amen.